Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Good evening, everybody, and happy Wednesday to you. This is the Sunbird Sports Show. This is episode 2 of year number 2 of the show on 790 ESPN. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live from the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7, we'll highlight all the great stuff that's happening at Fresno Pacific University. If you guys don't know, if you're tuning in for the first time, Fresno Pacific University participates in Division II athletics. They have 17 programs there on campus. You can listen to all the past episodes on your favorite way to listen to podcasts, either Apple, Spotify, YouTube. This season, again, we're going to bring you great content coming from not only the student athletes, but from some administrators and the coaches as well. We find out what makes student athletes tick at the university and some of the great moments that these wonderful student athletes go through each and every year. Tonight, we're going to be dipping our toes into water polo. We have a new head coach for the men's team, John Miller. He's a local guy. Graduated from Clovis High School in 2004. He played water polo at Cal Baptist, then coached their women's team. Cal Baptist is now a Division I program. So not only are we going to hear from Coach throughout the episode, but we have four student athletes for you guys to hear from. Blake Johnson, he's a senior from Lake Elsinore, California. Tristan Fox, a sophomore from Troutdale, Oregon. He made the WWPA All-Freshman team last season. And Jake Canales is going to be joining us. He's a sophomore from Texas. And Matthew Dilsaver, he's a freshman from just up 99. Every time you drive up north, you're going to pass through Atwater, California, and that's where Matthew is from. Now, just a quick reminder on what conference Fresno Pacific University plays water polo in. We all know they're part of the PacWest Conference. Next year, they're going to be transferring to a new conference. We're really excited about that, the CCAA. Well, they play in that WWPA. It's called the Western Water Polo Association. It's a small conference. I didn't even know this. Check this out. Four schools from the West Coast, Fresno Pacific, Concordia, Biola, and UC Merced. And then there's three on the East Coast or Midwest schools, Gannon, McKendree, and Salem. The West play the West, and then the East play the East. Then they converge for one big conference tournament. I'm sure we'll be able to chat about that for a little bit. All right, so like we do every show, we put a recap on what's going on at Fresno Pacific University for this last week. So things are continuing to ramp up for the Sunbirds since last week's show. Today's guests, the men's water polo team, were in action with the Para Games. After clashing with American River College in an exhibition, they took on Division I and 18th-ranked Santa Clara University. They fell 17-7, but former guest Sanger High's Chase Hammes was huge in goal with 15 saves. Well, the women's soccer team also took on Stanislaus State in a scrimmage, their final tune-up before the regular season. The men's soccer team took down CSU Monterey Bay 2-1 in an exhibition. Reigning PacWest leading scorer and former guest Brazilian Lucas Ibero scored the game-winning goal in the final minute of play. And I'm sure we're going to get soccer on this show really quick. Love to talk about the soccer programs at Fresno Pacific University. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to bring on Coach Miller and Blake Johnson and Tristan Fox. You're listening to it on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Like I mentioned in the opener, if you miss any part of any episode, last year we did 29 episodes. This is episode 2 of year number 2. You could go back to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and just put in Sunbird Sports Show, and boom. There it is. You can listen to any episode that you want. Commercial free. I believe they're commercial free too. So yeah, cool stuff. All right. So we're talking water polo today. Men's water polo from Fresno Pacific University. We have Coach Coach John Miller in his first year. Excited to talk about coming back to the Valley. Blake Johnson, a senior from Lake Elsinore, and Tristan Fox, sophomore from Troutdale, Oregon. So first of all, guys, thanks for coming. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, so this is fun. Yeah, this I want to ask you about that cool waiting room here at 1430 and 790 ESPN, man. I couldn't get you guys away. Like, hey, guys, time to come on the show. You guys are playing what? What are you guys playing over there?
College football in there.
Okay. What else? On the PlayStation?
Yeah.
And the foosball is there, right?
Yeah.
Has that college feel a little bit?
Yeah. It's awesome. It's just something to shake the nerve, I guess, before we come here.
You guys aren't nervous. No. Just having a conversation here. All right, Coach, I want to start with you with a couple questions. Just about coming back to the Valley. Like, how's the acclimation been? You have a family as well, so you had to get your kids in school and all that stuff. But how's the transition been for you?
It's been really good. The administration at Fresno Pacific really made it easy to kind of transition into the job. Started a little bit earlier than when we moved up here in July. So kind of got some of the administrative stuff going, got to meet the team. Of course, we moved in, July 3rd, which is always the hottest time of the year. So, moving, unloading a moving truck that week was an adventure. But it's been great. Now that school's going, everybody's kind of in the routine. So it's been a great start.
So you mentioned the heat, right? And when you think the heat, you don't think water polo. Is it like the fall sports were water polo? Is that something that like you guys had to get used to, or what's the usual time frame for water polo?
I said I think it's more of an adjustment for the coaches than for the players. We don't get to be in the pool all the time, so on the deck for 3, 4, 5 hours a day is a little bit much. But you'd much rather be in the water than on the football field or the soccer field. I think it's a little bit nicer.
So when did practice like officially start? And you guys have played a couple matches already, mm-hmm. right?
So we started our first practice on August 12th. It was about a week before school started. So we're almost a month into training. So we got a little bit of a training camp before everybody started classes, and then we were right into the routine.
Right or not, here it comes.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Blake, I want to ask you, senior, right?
Yeah.
What is, like, where do you live on campus? So senior's got a couple choices, right? But where did you decide to live?
Yeah, so I live kind of in the heart of campus. I live in a Creek Bomb with two of our teammates. I live with Chase and Chris, our goalie in our center. Basically, I've lived with Chris and Chase for 2 years now. I've lived with Chris all 4 years. So it's easy. It's fun. We enjoy our time together. And yeah, we obviously had options to go into a house, make a polo house, but we liked where we were at, so we just stayed there.
Good call. So I'm a graduate of the school as well. I remember it was dorm room, then apartment, then you could get into a house. Is that kind of still so how it goes there?
It's dorm room first 2 years now. So you got to go dorm, and then you can go apartment or house, and then apartment or house.
Okay. So, makes sense. So yeah. Nothing has changed too much in the 35 or so years since I've been there. All right. So what are you looking forward to most this senior year for you and even in the classroom?
So this year I'm genuinely just looking forward to like one last round with the guys. Like, we came in with like a big freshman class, I think like 8 or 9 guys, and now there's 4 of us. So those core, 3 other guys, Forrest, Sam, and, Chris, I've enjoyed so much, like tremendously getting to know them, and, they're like brothers for me. And, it's like they make Fresno a home for me, even though I'm not home. And mainly we have a great incoming freshman class, so I'm excited just to like play games and see how everyone like works well in the water.
How about in the water? You have some goals for this season?
Yeah, obviously.
I have to ask that, right, Coach? I mean, we got to, yeah.
Yeah, so our goals for this, I have individual and then there's team goals. I think team goals, just get as close as possible. Obviously, that should be every team's goal. And then like individual goals, or I guess team goals as well. Like I think this year we have the best shot of winning WWPAs, and I want to take it all the way.
Awesome. Plans for after college?
Yeah. So I'm a Kinesis major. I kind of switched out of Kines and back in it. I want to be an x-ray technician. I want to work in the hospital.
There you go.
So I have 2 more years of trade school after this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Tristan, what about for you? Like, you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
So are you're in the dorms. You're a dorm guy now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like a similar situation to Blake, because I have enough credits where I can actually go into the departments. Credits transferred from my high school. So I'm kind of a similar area to where Blake is, kind of hard to campus area. I'm living with one of the Polo roommates who's also from Oregon. Actually, he came with me. He was my best friend, and we just kind of just both decided to commit and come here together. So yeah.
What are some cool things, Tristan, that you do on campus? Like, you go to basketball games, you go to volleyball games, are you involved in anything else?
I mean, Fresno Pacific is like known for being super, super, super like supportive. So I mean, in a sense, we are kind of just like always going to the basketball games, always going to the volleyball games. You know, everything on campus is very vibrant. Everyone's super, super friendly. You know, we all kind of get along. So there's a lot to do on campus. Everyone's out in the green, you know, having fun, you know, always being a team. All the teams kind of hang out with each other. So
you enjoy basketball games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basketball games.
You're pretty tall. Right. Can you dunk a basketball or a volleyball?
There's a reason I play water.
Okay, there you go. All right. All right, you never know.
That's true.
All right, Coach, I want to ask you about these two guys, right? So, again, coming in, moving in on July 3rd, I'm sure a lot of things have been a real blur for you so far. But what can you speak on these two guys that you have here and what they're going to bring in the pool this year?
Yeah. So both these guys come in with a lot of experience, right? And we have a lot of guys that got experience last year and got a lot of good quality minutes. Tristan as a freshman and Blake as a junior. And so just having that experience coming back this year really helps to kind of keep the group, you know, grounded and together. I know for Blake, he's an attacker on the 1-2 side for us. And he's one of those, you know, sneaky quick players. You know, you don't see him for a minute, and then all of a sudden he's got a guy on his back and he's, you know, drawing an ejection or getting a shot off, and it's kind of like, how did he get that, you know, position? But he knows how to work his way through, you know, through the pool. And Tristan is kind of one of our utility players. So right now we have him playing a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball, you know, as a primary center defender, obviously with the size and length and ability to control the middle of the pool. Man, he also, you know, pitched in three goals for us last weekend. So getting it done on both ends of the pool and kind of helping to, you know, solidify the middle area so we can kind of build around that.
All right, Tristan, three goals,
yeah.
Right? Cool moment for you. What do you like better, scoring a goal or stuffing a dude? Like, what do you like better?
Both are great. Most importantly, I kind of like, you know, winning games. I'd love to get some wins under our belt. I mean, it's nice, you know, to score on some of the bigger teams like, you know, Santa Clara, but it's even nicer to get the wins on some of those bigger teams. And even, you know, win our exhibition games. Like, there's games definitely we could have won, and I think, you know, going into further into the season, we will win those games. It's kind of like figuring out our team, figuring out our guys, and, you know, coming together, building that chemistry, and we will get there. We have the personnel to get there.
Blake, what about for you? What do you think your strengths are out there in the pool, and what do you bring?
So I would say one of my strengths is probably like Coach said, like quickness. I find driving or just swimming around the pool basically my strength. To what he said, I find more of like a hype moment for me, like getting a big defensive stop, like a steal or a block, just because it's like we all got to work for the same goal, and it all starts with defense to counter into our offense.
Let's talk about your journeys to Fresno Pacific. Lake Elsinore, Blake, Tristan, you're from Oregon. I asked you off air, like, what do you do in Oregon? And fishing, definitely,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how'd you hear about Fresno Pacific University, and like, how was your journey to get to Fresno?
It was a long, crazy journey. I mean, coming from Oregon, like, coaches like are not generally reaching out to you, you know, like, if you're not in California, the center of water polo, you don't really get a lot of notice from a lot of coaches. So I had to do a lot of like the outreach to college coaches. So I'm emailing coaches and kind of just looking for anyone. Hey,
like blind emails. Hey, I kind of like this school. Here's my tape.
Exactly. I'm just like, you know, hey, here's my film. Like, you know, can I come be a program pretty much? And then like I got some responses, and then the only really school in California that like made sense to go to was Fresno Pacific. And, you know, I ended up going there for a day for Scholars Day to see if I can get a scholarship. And I, you know, toured the campus, met some of the guys. It was found like a, you know, fit for me. So
do you remember your first day on campus?
You mean like on the, at that Scholars Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was,
what were your first impressions?
It was nice. I mean, it was, you know, it's a smaller campus, but I mean, everything seemed like super vibrant, super, super friendly. Everyone seemed very approachable. You know, it seemed like positive vibes. It wasn't going to be like a crazy school, crazy party school. That's not something you want. Like, FPU has good values. You know, they have respectable values, and all the people seem nice.
Blake, what about for you, your journey to Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, so I grew up in SoCal, and you know, I didn't play polo my entire life, so I started sophomore year in high school, and so when it came time senior year to like start looking and see if I could go to the next step of college ball, I kind of made like an Excel sheet of like schools and like coaches, and then like I kind of did some digging on each school, but I remember adding a slot for mascots because I thought mascots were so cool. And the only mascot that stood out was the Sunbirds. So that ultimately they were the first school I reached out to. And 2 days later I got a email back from the assistant coach Kyle, and I visited the campus, and then being a Christian, like it just reinforced everything, and making that decision was like so easy. It was like kind of just like heeding a call, and I just found such a home here, and I've loved every second of my 3 years, and can't wait for this next season.
Coach, I'm curious about this from your perspective, coming from SoCal, Cal Baptist, where you know, left your mark as well. Like the attractiveness of water polo, like what type of student athletes are you looking for at Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, so for us, a big part of, you know, getting our program where we want to be is continuing the culture of the team. And, you know, it has to reflect the values of the university and kind of what we all prioritize. And so as we're looking through, you know, video and going to tournaments and everything else, I often tell recruits, you know, the most important thing that I watch is, you know, what you're doing when you're on the bench, what you're doing when your coach is talking, or when you make a good play or a bad play, how are you reacting to your teammates? You know, are you a positive leader? Are you someone who's, you know, just worried about, you know, your own stats? You know, and then how you interact with everybody on the deck. I think, you know, you find the right people who fit your values and fit the style of team that you want. Because everybody who plays at this level generally has the talent and has the ability. But you want, you know, 20 guys who are all going to, you know, play for each other and play for the right things and, you know, really just be an example of FPU and of Christ in the water. And, you know, I think we definitely have that with this team.
All right. For those listening, and I've learned a few water polo rules over the years, right? And when I talk to people, they're like novices, right? Mm-hmm. If they watch it on the Olympics, mm-hmm. they're hearing whistles all the time. And we're used to basketball or football, right? When you hear a whistle, play stops. But not in water polo. Like, what are some of the rules like that go on in water polo that might be different that people are listening like, oh yeah, I didn't know that about polo.
Yeah, so I mean, with water polo, one of the big ones obviously is the, you know, we have ordinary fouls and then we have exclusion fouls, right? And there are different whistles for each. The exclusion fouls are kind of like hockey, right? So you go to the, you know, the penalty box for 20 seconds and the team gets to run a power play, and then they come back in. But then if it's just a regular foul, you can put the ball right back into play immediately. And if you're outside, you know, 6 meters out, you can shoot directly. Or, you know, if you're inside, you got to pass it first. There's a lot of those kind of nuanced rules that take a lot of time to get used to. Typically, whenever you hear a whistle, just look at the official, see what direction he's pointing. And then, you know, you can kind of figure out what's going on. But when half the, or I guess, you know, 3/4 of the game happens underwater, sometimes it's a challenge to figure out exactly what's going on.
All right. Got a few more questions for the guys here. All right, Blake, so I'm curious about your transition to playing water polo? Like, does everyone pretty much start out as a swimmer, right? Are there 5-year old water polo leagues out there? I mean, I don't even know. Like, how did you even get involved in polo?
Yeah, so there actually is like five. It's splash ball. It's kind of just shoot the ball and score. But yeah, I grew up basically playing football and basketball my entire life. And then when I got to the high school level, I just did not like it. And I ultimately loved swimming, not competitively, just like being in the water, and gave water polo a try. And because I had a football arm, I was able to adapt pretty well. And then I worked on my legs getting out of the water. And so the transition was a lot easier than those would anticipate. But I'm just glad to be here today where I am.
So you didn't start playing polo until high school?
Yeah, I was 15.
You were 15. Tristan, what about for you? Like, we know you can't dunk, right? Now everybody in the world knows that you can't dunk. But did you play other sports growing up? And then how'd you find yourself in the water?
I mean, I played all kinds of sports. I did play basketball, but yeah, I was vertically challenged. so yeah, I played all kinds of sports, wrestling, baseball. I mean, I pretty much tried out every sport there is until I found the right one, water polo, which is the best one. But anyways, besides that, like, I didn't start in high school. I started roughly like 9 or 10 years old. I was actually did swimming a little bit, definitely not competitively. I was not the greatest swimmer. And then one time when I hopped in the pool, I split my foot open, like got 7 stitches, and I was like, you know, I'm done swimming. So, and then I decided to try out water polo. They were running at some clinic in Oregon and fell in love with it. Never stopped since.
All right, we got another minute or so with you guys. Food. Like, you guys have I think one of the questions at the end I'm going to ask is about some of your favorite stops in Fresno for food. So I won't spoil it and ask that question yet, but like, what kind of grub do you guys do before games? Is it like 2 hours before a match you guys start eating, or what's your usual routine?
For me, I like to keep it like something light, like just a protein shake, maybe a banana, nothing too crazy that's going to upset my stomach. So I'm not like getting like nervous before a game. I just like to keep it light. And then afterwards the game, then I'll grub on something a little bit more filling. But yeah, I like to keep it light.
Tristan, what about for you?
I mean, there's never enough time to eat. You know, we're burning so many calories. I'm eating whatever I can, you know, even if it sucks sometimes in the pool, you know, and I'm sinking a little bit. You know, I just need to get the food in, you know.
Gummy bears or anything like that, like peanut M&Ms, or
fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks. Fruit snacks are the go-to. And Chipotle. Fruit snacks and Chipotle. Okay. All right. I like it. All right. Good stuff, guys. Really appreciate you coming on. Coach, we're going to keep you on. We're going to bring in Jake and Matthew after the break. Thank you guys for coming on. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. We'll take a break on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Show on 790 ESPN. We have Fresno Pacific men's water polo in the house. We had Jake Canales. He's a sophomore from Texas. And Matthew Dilsaver is a freshman from Atwater. And we're still going to continue to talk to Coach John Miller in his first year, part of the program. So, guys, you got to listen to the other two, right? Jake and Tristan. Mm-hmm. Like, what? How was their performance? Right, their time on the radio. What would you give them? Like a B, B plus, 8 out of 10. What do you think?
I mean, I think they're doing pretty good. I heard some chuckles from outside of the room, so it sounded like they were having fun. I think I'd give that like a B plus at least. You know.
I'd give them a solid A. When they walked out, they had a grin from ear to ear. So seeing that smile, I knew they had a great time.
Well, I think we laughed the most when Tristan was saying, you know, I can't dunk a basketball. I'm like, what? I'm athletically challenged, right. I think, is exactly what he says. But in the water, he's probably a different animal, right?
Oh, most definitely.
All right, good stuff. All right, so Jake, you're from Texas. I asked each of the guys who kind of their journey to Fresno Pacific. So just kind of talk about the journey and how you made it here.
Yeah, so coming from Texas, water polo isn't as big as it is here in California, obviously. And so my high school, you know, added water polo to their sports thing my junior year. And that's when I really got serious. And I knew I wanted to play over here in California. There's not a ton of programs in Texas to play at the NCAA level. And so California really caught my eye because I know there's a ton of great talent over here. And I actually connected with FPU through Junior Olympics, and that's when I met our previous coach, Coach Brian, and he gave me a ton of traction and really attracted me towards FPU. And, you know, I'm here. I love my decision. I love being here, and the guys have been amazing. Coach Miller's been awesome, and I'm super happy where I am right now.
So you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
So last year, did you take any, like, pre-visits, or when you got on campus for school and polo practice last year as a freshman, was that like the first time you've been in California or first time in Fresno?
It was a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages, and I came out for one official visit, and I got to meet the guys. I got to meet Coach Sahovi, and the guys, like, when I got here and I was connecting with them, it felt like I'd already known them for years. Like, it was so easy to connect with the guys, and they welcomed me in, and, like, I knew that this was going to be the next place I wanted to be at.
Matthew, what about for you? Atwater, you have the shortest distance, I think. Right? We got Lake Elsinore, we got Oregon, we got Texas. We got an hour and 15 minutes, right? Is that about the drive to
Atwater? That's about the drive, but if you include traffic, that's an hour.
I hate that. Okay, so I drive to Sacramento all the time. My in-laws are from Sacramento, so gosh, it just seems like the traffic is just getting horrible.
You get into Madera, and it's just brake lights and just dead stop. Look at your maps and solid red line.
Cement blocks. Right? If you make any type of mistake there driving on 99 up there, you're dead. You're toast.
For sure.
You're toast. All right. So your journey to Fresno Pacific, like, I'm sure you've heard of the college in high school, but, like, how did you end up at FPU?
Actually not. So during high school, I never knew about FPU. My sisters both attended Fresno State. So being the youngest in the family, that was my school. I told myself I'm going to be going to Fresno State, not going to be able to play polo, see what they have, go there for education. It was actually my club coach, Taylor Hackathorn from Clovis West. He talked to me and he goes, hey, if you want to play water polo at the Division II level, I know a guy from FPU. I can get you in contact with him. And so from that, I was reaching out with Coach Olson, Nathan Olson, and Coach Brian Zahovi, reaching out with them. And it was from actually their support that I went on a tour at FPU, got able to see everyone, got to meet Jake there. It was a great time. And from that point, I've just been coming out to the practices during summer, got to meet the boys. And just me and them, I felt like I instantly clicked. It felt like home. I told my parents, went to the first practice, met the Coach Miller for the first time, and it felt like God put me in a place for a reason.
Great answer. Did you guys rehearse that back there in the waiting room?
We had our little warm-up, just like before a water polo game, you got to stretch. We were getting the mentality, getting game ready.
Awesome. Coach, why don't you speak on each of these guys and what's impressed you so far about them and what they bring to the program?
Yeah, so I mean, from the first day one, I think on what was that, first practice, August 12th, we did some time swims and some swim tests and stuff, and both these guys, I mean, these are two of the fastest guys that we have on the team, and it translates to games and practices, just getting in, and it's like an instant, you know, counterattack, always attacking, always moving, really pushing the tempo up and down the pool. I think we saw it this past weekend in games, both guys getting counterattack opportunities, scoring goals, you know, and then, being solid on the defensive end as well. They both were playing on the 1-2 offensive side, the right-hander side, and really helped us to push the tempo in the games that we had.
You guys are both right-handed?
Yes, sir.
All right, where's your favorite place to play in the pool?
If favorite I had positions? Choose, I would go like 1-2 side or even 4-5 side. I've grown up. To me, I started playing water polo my freshman year of high school. So me learning everything, I just went, coach, put me wherever. If I need to go to the 1-2, 3-4, 5-6, I'll play any position to the best of my ability.
Yeah, being a right-hander, I think the 1-2 side is the best for me. I think I'm most comfortable at the 2 position. That's kind of, it's a good shooting angle for us right-handers. And I also like being up top because that's where I can counterattack off of people and use my speed to my advantage.
All right, I gotta ask you this, and you guys can take this wherever you want, but who's faster, like, between the two of you? Maybe I should
Jake.
Have co- huh?
Jake, by far.
Look at this. All right, that was easy.
Like, I will boast him. Like, he is, like, a legendary, like, you think Caleb Dressel is fast or Michael Phelps? They haven't made Jake Canales.
All right, so Coach, like, being able to mold a team, so, you know, obviously you're gonna have freshmen, brand new, coming in like Matthew, adapting to a program. Like, for you, you've been doing this for a while. Like, what's the biggest adjustment for high school kids playing at college water polo?
I think one of the biggest things is just the speed at which you have to make decisions, right? So at the high school level, you know, especially if you're one of the faster guys, you may have, you know, 4, 5, 6 seconds with the ball before someone's, you know, going to catch up to you and knock you down. At college, that turns into 1, 2, 3 seconds, you know. On the defensive end, you have to make, you know, quick decisions to, you know, am I pressing, am I dropping, you know, all that stuff happens. You know, twice as fast, I think, at the college level, and then just getting used to the physicality of, you know, playing with, you know, sometimes 23, 24 year olds and, you know, trying to hold your own. But, you know, that first year is usually where you see the most growth, you know, from players.
How about you? How about for you guys? Matthew, have you, like, had a couple moments, maybe even in practice? I know you played against Santa Clara, but mm-hmm. there's some moments like, man, this is maybe even a little bit tougher than I thought, or how's the transition been for you?
For me, the transition hasn't been that bad. When I attended club practice here in Fresno, we had the Masters group come out, and going against like 30-year-old, 40-year-old men, just you get in the water and they're instantly just throwing you across the pool. It's really humbling. And growing up, I always went against kids that are bigger than me. And so to me, I always thought the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So being able to go against Santa Clara, going against players that are bigger than me, faster than me, I always see it as a challenge.
No fear.
No fear, no regrets.
Jake, what about for you?
Yeah, I mean, as a returner, I have a year under my belt. I've gained a lot more confidence, and I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable in the water. But I remember, you know, last year, my freshman year, it was a huge change for me, you know, coming from Texas, you know, a little bit worse competition than coming over here, and it just, they hit you. It was a big change. But, you know, having that year under my belt, I feel really strong this season. I'm excited.
Awesome. I know this wasn't, I didn't prep you guys for this question, but I know Coach could speak on it. So again, from Texas, from Oregon, they both mentioned that, you know, not a lot of water polo in those states. So, like, is California pretty much the mecca for water polo, just even up and down? Like, you know, obviously you think of, you know, the coastal schools and UCLA, and, you know, obviously Fresno State women are phenomenal with Natalie. But, like, speak on that, like, water polo in California.
Yeah, California, I think, has probably had the longest tradition, you know, in water polo, especially in the beach communities, Southern California, Northern California. But even in the Valley, you know, there's always been a longstanding tradition of aquatics in the state, both water polo and swimming. But the sport's, you know, really starting to pick up across the country. I think you see states like Texas, who just recently sanctioned it for high school, you know, and so it used to be club, now it's an official varsity sport. States like Oregon, Washington, Utah, and on the East Coast, obviously, with Florida, you know, New York, some of those eastern states as well. It's really become one of the faster growing sports at the high school level, you know, and that's really helped to feed into club programs and helping us at the NCAA level. I think there's more kids than ever that are looking to play in college, and that's a benefit for us.
So, Matthew, you mentioned your club coach, right, mm-hmm. from Clovis West?
Yes.
Right? So, like, how would you compare the pools? We talked a little bit about this off air. The pools in Clovis Unified, like, compared to some other pools that you've been in.
So the way I like to compare it, think of it, you have a Clovis West pool that it's like a pristine D1 pool. You go to like the rich hotels, you have a nice pool. You see like the water fountains. That's where it's like when you come to Fresno. When you go to Atwater, some of our pools, it's like you have a pond. So growing up, when we went against some schools in my area, it was as if you're going in a pool that was half its size, heater broken, filter broken. You're playing in what you would call a pond. So being able to come here for practices is like, where did I go? Like, is this another universe? And just being able to see and play in different places, being able to go to LA, Sacramento, being able to just see the different aquatic centers is fascinating. I remember being in my blown away going to Pepperdine. I'm like, that was phenomenal
yeah.
pool.
Yeah. Jake, what about for you? Like, yeah, obviously, when you think Texas, let's be honest, right? Texas high school sports, you think football and the crazy stadiums that they have for football, but the money doesn't go into pools, does it? Like it does football.
No, not really. My hometown, specifically in Burney, our high school was practicing at the Burney City pool. And so it's pretty run down. It's half shallow, half deep. And you know, in water polo, you're not allowed to touch the bottom. So playing in a half shallow, half deep is pretty challenging, and it hinders our practices a lot. And coming to California and seeing these outdoor facilities was just fascinating. And it was like, I have hit the jackpot over here with like the pool situation. It's just, it's super cool to see all the different pools and like traveling and seeing big programs. It's been so cool.
And coach, home pool is where again? Remind me. And where do you guys practice?
So we train and we play our games at Sunnyside High School.
Okay. All right. So FPU, what are some like really fun activities that you guys have been involved? I know Matthew, it's your first year, right? You're a freshman. But what are some cool things? Maybe even you're looking forward to that some kids have talked about. You're like, I can't wait for that type of experience. Or maybe you already had a really good experience already.
I know, like, during our freshman year, we started going into Hume Lake. That was, like, the first freshman opportunity, and we even had some upperclassmen as our mentors go. And to me, that was a great opportunity. Being able to meet new people, be able to go outside of your comfort zone, it was such a nice opportunity. And I'm excited for all our events to come. I've been making sure I stay updated on the news that's happening at FBU. We have Ultimate Frisbee happening tonight. So just going out and watching, seeing what happens. And even last night for my mod or my house I'm staying in, Strauss 1, we had a ping pong tournament. And so just being able to be involved in different activities, I'm so excited. I can't wait for more.
Jake, what about for you?
Yeah, FPU is super big on intramurals. Like Matt said, we have Ultimate Frisbee going on right now. I know last year we did a massive spike ball tournament, a pickleball tournament, a wiffle ball, dodgeball. They do everything. And so they have like different like seasons, as you would say, for these like intramurals. So right now is Ultimate Frisbee. And then after Ultimate Frisbee is over, they'll release the next thing. And it's super fun. A lot of the students participate, even us polo guys, and it's a great opportunity to connect with other people.
And don't get hurt, right, coach? Well, does that stuff scare you sometimes? But you're like, hey, they got to have the full college experience, right?
Absolutely. You know, if it's there, if it's an opportunity, so they're all athletes, whether they're in the water or on land, you know, for some of them, right? you know, but that's part of the college experience. And for us, like, that's a big part of why they came to college. And you want them to be able to have that chance to do it.
So we got about 4 minutes before we're going to bring on the other guys. I got some more questions for you. For the four of you and for Coach as well, given by the students at Fresno Pacific University. But Coach, it's your first year. I wanna go to your journey, right? We heard from the students, but when did you first hear about the job? Like, who encouraged you, and what was that process like for you to come back to Fresno?
Yeah, so you know, the water polo community is pretty small. So obviously, I've known, you know, Coach Zahovi for a long time, and I know you know, he's been coaching both programs and did it for 18 years, and it really laid the foundation for what we're able to do now. And I know that I had heard that, you know, he was looking to move to one program or the other, and you know, saw that the job was posted, you know, for the men's position. And my wife and I had talked, and we always said if there was ever a chance to, you know, be able to move closer to family and be back home, and you know, that we'd want to at least pursue it. And you know, submitted an application, and I knew a couple people in the athletic department, so kind of reached out and asked, okay, you know, what's the situation. And had a phone call with Kyle Ferguson, our athletic director. And the first minute I talked to him, you know, really seemed like it was a special opportunity. And just hearing about the vision for the department, and with the direction that the school is going, with, you know, President Stevens and everything, it really felt like God was opening a door and an opportunity to you know, potentially step in. And I was able to meet with the search committee and go through the process, and just say, hey, if the door is open, it would be a great you know, a really great opportunity. And thankfully, you know, they offered the position, and I didn't have to think twice about it. It was, you know, that I got the job offer, and I think I called back about 15 minutes later and said, okay, let's
do it.
Take it. You know, and it was the, you know, the best decision for us.
Awesome.
We're happy he made that decision.
Yes. That's what I'm hearing. That's the sense that I get. That's fantastic. What is the culture? What are you trying to build at Fresno Pacific University with the men's water polo program?
Well, one of the great things was there was a lot of great culture in place. Even before, you know, I stepped foot on campus, the guys were, you know, they were working in the off season. I know over the summer they were all doing Zoom chats and, you know, organizing summer practices. And really for me, it's a team first attitude. It's, you know, the we before me, right? And just finding guys that, you know, are willing to commit to supporting their teammates. And I always tell recruits, like, if you're as happy for your teammate when they score as you are for when you score, this is the place for you, right? And so really, you know, finding that which, you know, isn't always as common, you know, in right now. But I think we've got a great group of guys, and that really says a lot to recruits as to, you know, what type of team they want to be a part of. And when we're playing games, like, and recruits are sitting in the stands, you want them to see something that they want to be part of. You know, guys up on the bench and cheering and getting excited, mm-hmm. and, you know, really pushing each other and encouraging each other. And competing at the highest level, you know, and being able to do both those things is, you know, I think you can be really special.
You got four good players and four really good young men here. Let's bring in the other two guys. We got some questions for them. So, Jake, maybe just open that door, wave them in here. This weekend, you got some matches this weekend, right?
Yes. So we're headed down to the Inland Empire Classic at University of Redlands and Claremont Mudscripts. We have two games on Friday, two games on Saturday. Got a couple D1 teams in there with UC Santa Barbara and Iona, as well as the number one and number two Division III teams in Redlands and Pomona Pitzer. So it'll be a fun weekend.
All right. So we got some questions for you guys. So I'll say the name, I'll say the question, and you can lean in and answer the question. All right, so these questions are from other FPU students on campus. For Blake, do you have a favorite rival, and what about them makes the game so intense? And these questions are on the spot, so you got to think quick.
Yeah, so my favorite rival definitely has to be Invisible Woman. And then what was the second part of that question again?
Invisible Woman. Your rival, the team. The team who do you like to play?
I'm on the Marvel rival teams at our school. Viola. Viola is definitely. I heard something different.
All right, Viola, there's your answer. All right, that's going to live forever. That's a great moment in Fresno Amazing. Pacific University radio history. All right, Jake, what is your favorite place to stop for food on the way back to Fresno after road games?
Oh, my gosh. I think it has to, like, you can find a Cane's anywhere, but I am a Cane's enthusiast. Like, every time I'm, like, starving after a game, you will find me in the Cane's line. I love it.
Do you get the extra sauce?
I do. Yeah. I have to get the extra sauce. Whether I'm going to use it or not, like, I need it.
How about the bread? Buttered on both sides?
Or yes. Just, yes. Yeah. I always See? Get the Bob. I ask for Bob.
You got to ask for the Bob.
And right. I'm a big sweet tea guy, so I always get the sweet tea. Because what I found in here in California, if I go to a restaurant and I order sweet tea, they give me an iced tea with little sugar packets on the side. And in Texas, we don't do that.
You don't mess around with that.
We don't mess around like that. So I always get the sweet tea from Cane's.
No half and half, no lemonade in it?
No half and half. Lemonade is acceptable.
Okay.
I do like lemonade, but most of the time just straight, the sweet tea is perfect.
Okay, all right, sweet tea, Cane's. All right, Tristan, what was your welcome to college water polo moment that you'll never forget?
I know this one perfectly. So it was like probably our third weekend of practice, and our last year captain, which is Pietro Catano, I was wearing the game suits we had just gotten, right? And I was thinking, oh, I'd wear my game suit to practice because, you know, it looks cool and I'm part of the FPU team now. And he grabs my suit when I'm trying to guard him in center, and he rips it. And now my suit was torn in half in the pool. And he's like, don't ever wear your game suit again in practice. Never have ever worn my game suit again in practice.
Smart move. All right, Matthew, what's been the hardest part of being a freshman and a student athlete in the fall, right when school starts up?
I say just finding that time management. You're going to be busy with practices, trying to get to bed as soon as possible, but try and get those assignments done, prepare for quizzes. But it's all about time management. Make sure you're organized, have your calendar. In my room, I have a whiteboard with all my activities, with all my assignments I need to get done. And the best thing I would say, get it done. Don't procrastinate. Don't try and put out to the last minute. Get the assignment done as soon as you can. Because once you get that done, you can enjoy your Netflix, go to practice, and just live the dream.
Awesome. Man, look at this guy for a freshman. All right, Coach, in 30 seconds, we got 30 seconds. How would you describe the personality of this year's team?
It's a fun group. I know when we have practices at 6 a.m., you know, you need someone to, pick the group up and wake everybody up and say, oh, these guys bring something different to the group. But it's fun, you know, and it's an enjoy. It helps me to enjoy, you know, coaching and, being a part of it as well.
And I think we've all seen that in tonight as well, the different personalities on this team. All right, quick recap, and then we'll let these guys get back to school. Like we mentioned, the water polo, they're playing this weekend. LA Inland Empire, they're going to be playing University of Redlands, UC Santa Barbara on Friday. Iona University and Pomona Pitzer College on Saturday. Soccer, regular season begins tomorrow for both teams. The men's going to be in SoCal to take on Cal State LA. The women are going to host Cal State Monterey Bay at 7 at Ramirez Field. Volleyball hosts the annual Summer Classic presented by Visit Fresno County this weekend. Play Stanislaus State on Friday at 11:30. Chico State Friday at 7. UC Merced at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets to the 2-day 9-game event are $30 for both days or $20 for just one. Available at the Special Events Center. Also, on Saturday, next week's guests, the men's and women's cross-country teams are in action at Woodward Park in the Clovis Community College Invitational. Check out fpusunbirds.com for more info on all these events and more. Hey, thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot about you guys. And go ahead and beat those invisible women team, man. I can't wait for that big rival game that you guys had. Hey, always fun talking to you guys. A little bit of levity to end the show. Thanks, you guys, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. That's a wrap for the Sunbird Sports Show. Have a good rest of the week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.